Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo Police release footage of officer-involved shooting. Paso Robles Police Department arrest suspect for assault with a deadly weapon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released footage of the officer-involved shooting that took place February 28th. Officers are seen in the video responding to the scene at just about 4:50 p.m., arriving at the location at 4:54 p.m., In the video, police find the suspect near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way. As the first officer steps out of the vehicle, the suspect is seen dropping to one knee and pointing what appears to be a gun at the officer. The officer then yells at the suspect, "Hey, stop, stop, stop." The officer then fires a single shot from his rifle at the suspect, who immediately falls to the ground. The suspect has been identified as 69-year-old Willie Felton Foster Jr., and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer who shot the suspect has been placed on administrative leave as the Department of Justice continues to investigate this incident. In a release from the department, they also say that at least one caller who knew Foster said he believed the firearm was a toy gun, which came about 1 minute before Foster was shot. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., Paso Robles police officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street regarding a report of a male suspect pointing a handgun at another male's head and and telling the victim he was going to die. The police department says the victim managed to escape from the suspect and was not injured. The suspect fled north and was not located at the time of the initial response. Following an investigation, police identified the suspect as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez and served an arrest and search warrant at his residence on the 3400 block of Spring Street. Members of the county regional SWAT team assisted with his arrest at about 3 p.m. on March 8th. Hernandez was taken into custody without incident and no injuries were reported. Pass Robles resident appointed as Deputy Chief of Operations for CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has announced the appointment of a new Deputy Chief of Operations effective March 16th. Pass Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the position. He began his career in 2002 with the United States Forest Service and joined CAL FIRE in 2003. CAL FIRE says he has served as a firefighter, engineer, fire captain, battalion chief, and assistant chief. He is currently assigned as Deputy Incident Commander for CAL FIRE Incident Management Team 6. Unit Chief John Owens said he will be a tremendous addition to the San Luis Obispo Unit Leadership Team. The County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man in Oceano after receiving reports of a suspected child sexual abuse material. The reports were submitted on February 17th, and an investigation identified 46-year-old Michael Schmidt of Oceano as the suspect. Detectives learned that Schmidt was employed by the San Luis Obispo County Health Department, assigned to their Information Technology Department. Sheriff's Office detectives served a search warrant for his residence in Oceano on the morning of March 5th. He was taken into custody without incident for possession of child sexual abuse material. Schmidt was also discovered to be a local Cub Scout leader in the Five Cities area. The County Elections Office announced the candidate filing period for the June 2nd primary election has closed. For officers in which the incumbent does not file, there will be an extension until Wednesday, March 11th, and this will likely be for District 2 Supervisorial District and the County Superintendent of Education. The Clerk Recorder's Office has released an unofficial list of candidates running. For District 2 Supervisor, Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona. For District 4, incumbent Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdon. Three candidates had filed for Clerk Recorder: Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso. Additionally, postcards have been mailed to every registered voter to confirm their residency as part of state law. Any voters who wish to check on their registration status can do so at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Kings beat the Bulls 126-110, the Lakers over the Knicks 110-97. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Jazz, the Clippers will go against the Knicks, the Thunder will face the Nuggets, the Grizzlies will go against the Nets. In California news, the filing deadline for governor has passed, and candidates for this year's race have been finalized. In total, 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans have filed for candidacy. The 2 Republican candidates are Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff Steve Hilton, and a Fox News contributor and former advisor to British Prime Minister David Cameron. California Republican Representative Daryl Issa announced that he is retiring rather than conducting a re-election campaign in a redrawn district. This is just 3 months after he claimed, "I'm not quitting." Issa serves as California's 48th district, which covers much of the area in California east of San Diego. A woman in her 30s was arrested by Los Angeles police on Sunday after she opened fire on a home of pop superstar Rihanna, who was inside the residence at the time of the shooting. Approximately 10 shots were fired at Rihanna's mansion from a car, and at least one round pierced into the wall of the home. Police confirmed no one was injured during this incident. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Modern Ag Alliance is a relatively new coalition made up of trade groups from across the country working together on key industry priorities. Executive Director Elizabeth Burns Thompson.
So my members, our partners, are the commodity groups, the State Farm Bureaus, and many of the national counterparts from all across the country. So everything from the corn and soybean that I grew up with in the middle part of America to sugar beets to blueberries and strawberries and potatoes and canola and every walk of really production in row crop agriculture, which is really exciting. We have a lot of organizations, so very top diverse, but very laser focused or pinpointed on solving for regulatory certainty on pesticide labels, specifically around consistency on health and safety of pesticide labels.
They have been closely following the MAHA initiative and see it as an opportunity for agriculture to highlight how food and fiber are safely and efficiently produced.
What is putting food on tables and fuel in tanks and fiber on our backs and things like that, and just how much is done in an efficient, effective, but a safe capacity, right? That assurances that consumers are eating safe food and they're consuming safe products. And I think that there were some unfortunate, maybe misconceptions as we move through some of that process of what are the role of modern day technologies like pesticides specifically.
Elizabeth Burns Thompson with the Modern Ag Alliance.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
March 19th, Barstar Cattle's annual bull sale offering 53 yearling and age advantage polled and horned Hereford bulls, as well as 120 replacement heifers, including 80 F1 black baldies at their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. A program rooted in phenotype and formed to function with EPDs that matter in mind, Barstar Genetics provide performance in the pasture, feedlot, and on the rail. Buy Barstar Hereford bulls because feeder calf buyers don't pay premiums for ugly ones. Catalog and videos along with online bidding through Live Ag for the Barstar Cattle annual production sale March 19th.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers, a mother-daughter team. Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter Brooke has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Current and former members of FFA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America, from across California, shared how the student-led organization has affected their lives in a special Ag Alert series. My biggest misconception about agriculture before joining FFA was that only farmers can be involved and have a career in this industry, said Ella Rowland, an FFA member at East Nicholas High School in Sutter County. Since joining FFA, I've been exposed to many career paths that allow us to serve others and support the industry that feeds and protects the world every day. Destiny Reyes, a Stanislaus County College student and recent FFA member, said she has the organization to thank for some of her closest friends. Brendan Black, a Tulare County agriculture teacher, said he chose his career path purely off of his FFA experience. And Timmy Klitich, a Ventura County nursery operator and former FFA member, said his participation in the organization was where he started to learn real leadership skills. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, mid 80s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost more ground at the open as oil prices remained around $100 a barrel on concerns about transporting oil and following attacks on fuel plants in the Middle East. Higher crude prices mean oil companies can charge more. Chevron and ExxonMobil shares, though, opened flat. Higher energy prices impact travel companies. Norwegian Cruise Line and Carnival are both down 4%. American Airlines and Delta both opened down 3%. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is up to $3.47. Hims and Hers Health shares are up 35%. The telehealth company will sell Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, ending a legal dispute between the two companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove insert or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m., midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
Red Scooter Deli's been serving you fresh food for over 16 years in the North County. And if you use promo code KPRL, you'll get a $5 discount. Order online or in person. Red Scooter Deli, 711 6th Street. That's next to the pet department with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780. They're open daily, 6:30 to 4. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer. You got lots of work coming up. We know that. Get it taken care of. 238-5775. You can text 238-KPRL. Ready to go here on this Monday edition.
He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, you will have an opportunity to meet Christina Mankins, a dedicated dental hygienist, and how the dental care of your teeth connects with the rest of your body for a healthy lifestyle. And then Susanna, again, she had her baby. She was on Wednesday, a baby girl. So she's still off for a couple more weeks. And little bit of history lesson on the attacks on the World Trade Centers, both attacks. So revisit history this afternoon. All right, whatever may be on your mind, you know how that's supposed to work and all that other kind of stuff. I've got all this paper all over the place. It's all out of order, so I don't know what I'm doing. Let's see here. Okay, so last hour we got an email from somebody regarding the first AI-powered restaurant in Pasadena. And so, obviously, AI is replacing jobs primarily the automated cognitive and manual task as well. Now, this, well, what they say, and whoever they is, displacing roles such as data entry clerks, telemarketers, administrative assistants, and also handling high-volume tasks in fields like finance and marketing, potentially automating most white-collar tasks in the next 12 to 18, it says months here. I don't know if that's realistic, but who knows, considering how fast the technology is moving. And routine tasks, Chris, we kind of alluded to this last hour, as customer service. And that threatens roles. Well, you know, Chris, when I mentioned that, you know, I like to engage with somebody at a place.
Sure.
Again, I'm just going to guess when you have generations, and I probably to an extent, you have, your generation has already dealt with it through the use of technology that, so generations just, they won't miss it because they never really experienced it. Is that close?
Yeah. No, I see exactly what you're talking about. A lot of things are that way, honestly, whether it comes to, like, you know, social changes or technological changes.
All right. Now, obviously from your generation, does your generation look for, and I don't know if ways is the right word, to avoid the social contact?
There probably is some people of my generation who do that, yes, who go out of their way to avoid it, and that could be done through online shopping, for instance, even for normal things like groceries, or let's say you have to call up a place to set an appointment. They'll do everything in their power to make an excuse not to and try doing it online instead.
Okay, well, there's two parts of that, and not all, but many places do offer you that option.
Yes.
To, you know, particularly government. You know, like, okay, we both experienced it, the DMV. All right. And that was fairly easy, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. I thought so, too. No issues going down to the DMV. They were, it worked well. But we see this more. And the, you know, the part about buying is, and I don't think local entities, whether it's chambers, government in general, do enough of explaining to people on the importance of your community. You know, I always say it at the end of the day, keep those, you know, keep the cash local, those type of things. But again, we're going to have generations that just grow up with this, and we won't have a choice, because more and more businesses would be going to that. Now, again, from somebody in my generation where I like to talk to somebody at the other end of the phone, not for long lengths. You know, when you're trying to, you know, call a company or something like that. But again, the realization is that's more and more going away from it, and you have no choice. You can complain about it, but you're going away soon, or at least people in my generation. And so we're going to have more and more of this, like Chris was referring to. They're used to it. I guess you would call it automation, wouldn't you, Chris? Or just the
automation, or yeah, I think automation is the best way to put it.
Okay.
Sorry, I had food in my mouth at first.
Okay, so, and we're going to see this more and more as the AI tools enhance efficiency, and again, humans will be replaced. I mean, we're talking, again, administrative, clerical, retail, and manufacturing jobs are currently facing the highest rates of displacement. Okay, so, you know, back in the, I'll just say the old horseshoe days, horse and buggy days, people were able to, in most cases, graduate to the automotive industry or something along those lines. I mean, so there were jobs there, you know, and I keep hearing that these people, well, they can learn other skills and so forth, but if AI is taking over so many, how many people do you need to be able to, I don't know, what, run the AI? Again, Chris, I may be relying on you on something you don't know, so forgive me. So if you have AI running, whatever it may be, you still need people to do something, right? They have to, I'm assuming, program it from time to time?
Programming, training, and then there's, of course, the data centers.
But they're at one location, aren't they?
Not exclusively. There's more than one data center, and I don't know if the programmers or trainers are on a different location. That much I don't know.
Well, would a just say a local business, would they have then contract with these people from outside, and they would be able to get in, just like, you know, Bill can get in and do some engineering things here simply by going in the computer. He doesn't need to come here. See what I'm getting at?
Do you mean local businesses contracting for an artificial intelligence, or?
Yeah, so they don't really need anybody in the building.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that it's that could be a licensing thing, like in the same way that you buy computer software.
Okay, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, a couple of recent, almost low threshold things that we've learned about ourselves here in Paso Robles area. I think you're connected a little bit. One is I'm fascinated by Daffy actually seeing that crack in the Fremont building and that going into City Hall and telling the clerk there and him saying, "Ooh, thank you very much. I'll go." And all the people that we pay to look at the codes and the enforcement, even the safety fire department couldn't go down there and take a look. Nobody. They come out of the government building. That's there's a problem there. The other one is that we've got private stalls in the men's bathroom at the high school and not in the girls, and nobody wanted to discuss the problem, try and solve the problem, look at the problem, or they would have seen that. If it wasn't creepy to just go say, can we have a public forum where we go look at the problem and see if we can come up with ideas? But no, they didn't want to talk about it. And so to me, the connection between these two is arrogance. These people that say, "Oh, thank you, Daffy, I'll get right on it," and then like flick a booger as he leaves, you know, like no respect for the public trying to help.
Well, even Daffy would say that he doesn't know what that person did with the information he got. So maybe that person tried to do their job and pass the, I guess you might call it a warning, or at least a lookout to someone else who may have. And, you know, we just don't know how far it went, and I don't think we'll ever find out, because on the outside, it looks like somebody dropped the ball.
Somebody did drop the ball.
Well,
because the chunk fell after they were warned. So whatever that guy did, maybe that guy wasn't the problem. Maybe the guy at the desk that Daffy told did his job perfectly, and it was someone downstream. But I'd love to think that we're actually going after improving the arrogance of whoever said, you know, I do the decision making here. I decide when something's not safe. Daffy doesn't walk in off the street and tell me, you know, there's an arrogance there, I think. And with the women's bathroom at the high school, that's a shame. We need to go back and look at every time in the city council or the school board says, we don't want to talk about that. Well, here's what you get then. You get nothing. No help, no solution, no chance at fixing the problem.
So the solution is going to be the additional stalls, right?
I don't know, but I think that's at least a temporary solution. I can't imagine how, if I was, I have trouble figuring out if that's a complete solution. But it seems to be a Band-Aid, at least, some kind of an ointment to these poor girls who have a guy staring at them waiting for them to undress.
You know, and I've heard this conversation going on for, you know, quite a bit, just like you and everyone else. And one of the things that keeps running through my mind, so this is a solution. So we're still going to allow men and girls' bathrooms, but we're going to put up the divider. To me, that's still an issue.
Right, because we dare not challenge the governor. And he's crazy, and he's ruled by China.
Well, I don't know if he's evil. Okay, he's evil. Right. And he's not smart. He's ruining this state. But if I'm going up in front of a bunch of people and I'm going to start saying our governor is run by China, how many people are going to sit there and take stock in what you're saying?
I'm not looking for anybody to take stock in what I'm saying.
Well, if you're trying to make a point, I think you have to.
Well, our governor does some things that are unexplainable.
He's bad. He's a bad governor.
Right. I just threw in a why I think he's bad. If you read the book, that I know we don't have Suzanne on this afternoon, but she puts out some great information on the state down in Sacramento. And I got the book, Fool's Gold, and it explains a lot about our governor's history, motivation, connections, obligations, or whatever, who he's obligated to, kind of thing. It's a weird thing, but yeah, there's a one solution set, like Einstein looking for the combined theory of relativity. He never found it, but he swore there must be one. There must be one solution set to why Kogan does what he does, why what the governor does what he does. There's a reason for it. No action happens without something causing it.
Well, when you say one solution, something just popped into my head is, and that's one of the problems with government is, they think that one size fits all.
Right, right. And they don't mind just pushing it on you and say conform to it, whatever. I don't care what, if we can improve it. I think this morning I just wanted to bring up the arrogance of the whoever didn't honor Daffy going out of his way and the arrogance of whoever was supposed to be in charge of this bathroom issue at the school. And looks for no solution, only said, we can't do a thing. I'm sure I'm in charge, and I'm saying we can't do anything.
Hmm. Okay.
Those two people are not doing their job correctly. And we're suffering.
Right.
All right.
All right. Okay. And as I said, we will never find out if they did or not.
Well, we should, because we're part of this process. Our kids are in this school. Our kids are walking down the street past us looking at us to protect them. And if we're not allowed to be involved in it, that shows that whoever's running it is ashamed of what they're doing, both in the city and in the schools.
Look,
If they won't allow the people to give input because they're just ashamed, I think.
Okay, now, again, this is just my opinion. I think many in not only the school, but in government, the taxpayers are an inconvenience on one side. On the other is, we're their bread and butter. But we're an inconvenience when it comes to wanting services.
Or information on the process.
Right. And the information is what we're kind of alluding to here is that we will never find out why, if the ball was dropped. We don't seem to can't come up with that, or we don't get that back from the people whose salaries that we pay, because the system is just overwhelming and they discourage it. Now, they say that they want transparency, but I think that is in much need of a bunch of shovels and boots, because I think they're full of it. They don't want that. You know, it's a little goofy. Just like companies, they make it so you don't want to call them. Because it's a
press one, press two, right?
Right, because it's a pain in the neck to do it, and it's time consuming, and you get frustrated and so forth.
That's, yeah, they can cut you out, right?
They can tell me that it's cost, you know, cost effective or cost savings, which it's funny because my bills haven't gone down if you're saying it's cost effective. They won't tell you that because you're a pain in the neck. We don't want to deal with you.
Right.
That's why I love when somebody picks up a phone at the other end. I had that happen yesterday with my propane company, Delta Liquid. I got to talk to somebody, and they were very, very helpful. I didn't have to go through. I didn't have to go through all this crap.
Right, right.
So,
I think we got a right to ask who should have been, who was in charge of this bathroom issue, and who was in charge of this street sign, or the Fremont sign.
I don't think we have a right to ask. It is our right.
Right. You say, well, we'll never know.
Yeah. Okay.
I demand to know as little as.
All right.
Power my demand word. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, man. The subject is near and dear. And you're exactly right, Kevin. I haven't really heard anybody put it that way on the air, but you're exactly right. They don't want to hear from you at all, ever. Government is just like AT&T. Government has become far too intrusive into regular life. However, remember, this is a government by the people, for the people. The people have all gone home and gotten lazy. The system will do that to you. But you have people that need to be removed from public service. They get involved in quagmires, which you're having right now in several different places, where, you know, people are expressing, as you put it, arrogance in their approach to the public. That's not their job. Their job is the opposite of that, and you know that. You're going to get a chance to start structuring your government, and you can start with the school board. They are in a panic for money. They have to have money if they want to have even a dime raise. And it's our job in the district to vote it down and let them know it's time that you start talking to the people who are paying the bill. And they are openly rejecting the public, and that's not their job.
Here's a number that I just came up with this morning because I have some information that I received regarding the dismal failures at the school district. Is that of the 40 top nations in the world, the United States of America, we spend the third most per pupil around the world. And what are our results?
Not good.
So
that's the point. You can't justify graduating students from high school, which is the last publicly ordered exposure to school, whether you accept it or not, and go there and graduate and get a diploma. That's up to you, the public. But if you go there, you expect to be treated with some degree of civilization, and you're not. However, the rules are such that you actually, in this case, have the ultimate say-so. They need a bond. That's it, folks, and they have to come to you. And they're treating you in advance of that bond like dog do. And you don't want that. That's not. You pay them a lot of money, and it's their job to accurately spend it. And they need to spend it according to how you want it spent. So you're in charge, but you don't take charge. That's the problem.
That's the problem at many levels when it comes between the public and government in schools. All right, we're up against it. Thank
we'll
you for your call.
Soon.
Gotta go. Gonna exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Elections Office announced the candidate filing period for the June 2nd primary election has closed. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona. For District 4, incumbent Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdin. And three candidates have filed for clerk recorder, Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso.
The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released footage of the officer-involved shooting that took place February 28th at the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way. The suspect, now identified as 69-year-old Willie Felton Foster Jr., is seen dropping to one knee and pointing what appears to be a gun at officers as they exit their vehicle. An officer yells at him to stop before he then fires a single shot at the suspect. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. Meet the new Ayatollah, son of Iran's late Ayatollah, nicknamed the Shadow Prince because Mostaba Khamenei headed up the repression forces of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. So Iran's response to Operation Epic Fury is to go even more hardline. And down to the last 10% of its missiles, Iran is using cluster bombs to target Israel. The price of oil shot up over 10 bucks, trading over $100 a barrel today, even though the first oil tanker traveled the Strait of Hormuz without incident. U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz tells Fox.
We'll be cautious, we'll be careful, but energy will flow soon.
New Orleans' Louis Armstrong Airport, among the airports nationwide, advising travelers to arrive 3 hours early because of TSA security staff shortages, because Congress failed to fund Homeland Security. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
North County weather.
At 8 minutes away from 8, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s, a couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Those clouds will remain a little bit early on your Tuesday, then warm up and plenty of sunshine, highs in the low 70s. And as we head out to Wednesday, we'll be in the upper 70s, low 80s Thursday, mid-80s Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 7:23 a.m., 7:06 p.m. We are at 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Okay, the summer concert series, the band lineup is pretty much set for the city of Atascadero. That will start June 20th, but concert sponsor opportunities are still in progress. Time is running out, so if you're interested or, you want to be in the sponsor program, enjoy and take advantage. Contact the city of Atascadero and sign up. All right, sign up to coming up, the Pioneer Museum. It's their fundraiser that will take place this Saturday from 5 to late. It is the Jazz in the 50s, a Vineyard Jazz Band. You'll enjoy catered appetizers, some wine and beer tasting, drawings for prizes, a little dancing. And it's a fundraiser for the Pioneer Museum. Again, coming up this Saturday, the 14th. Tickets are just $50 per person, and they are available at the museum. So have some fun. Have some fun. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, birthdays and anniversaries. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. They'll take care of you. Let's see. Who do we have here? Larry Horn, Dylan Sinclair, Benjamin Rogert, Ronald Steenport. Says Michelle Steenport, Myra Cortez, Jenny Nespoli, Edward Darley, Andrew Guglielmo, Dominic Guglielmo, John Camino's having a birthday, Jim Burke, Chance Duran, and the continuous Roblin of the year. Him and his wife are having an anniversary. That would be Julie and Mark Perry. My goodness. I always say, Julie, God bless you, and well, I'll leave it at that. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of one time or another, and that would include Americo Vespucci. Yeah, the explorer. 1454, 1512. Eddie Foy, the dancer and comic. 1856, 1920. Will Gear, pretty good actor. 1902, 1978. Mike Hammer Mysteries. Mickey Spillane, 1918, 2006. He was in the Donna Reed Show, you may remember. Carl Betts, 1921, 1978. Jackie Jensen, really good athlete and baseball player. 1927, 1982. Keeley Smith, the singer. 1928, 2017. Another singer, Laudie Miss Claudie and Stagger Lee with great song. Lloyd Price, 1933, 2021. Joyce Van Patten, 1934. Mickey Gilley, 1936, 2022. Marty Ingalls, the actor, 1936, 2015. This guy was a really good actor. Raul Julia, 1940, 1994. John Cale from the Velvet Underground and others, 1942. Really good baseball player, Burt Campanaris. Campy was born in 1942 from the Raiders. I mean, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, Bobby Fischer, golf champ. He was born in 1943. Let's see here. Trevor Burton, the guitar player, 1944. Robin Trower from Procol Harum, 1944. From the Surfers, the Safaris, Ron Wilson, 1945, 1989. I missed one here, and I don't know where he is. Oh, okay, I'll get him. Let's see here. Manford Bands, Chris Thompson, 1947. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Jimmy Fadden, 1948. Scott was a golf champ, but also a really good golf announcer. Andy North, 1950. Faith Daniels, the journalist, 1957. Terry Mulholland, pitched for a bunch of teams, 1963. The Boz, Brian Bosworth, 1965. When this guy came up, he was a really good catcher and still had a pretty good career. Benito Santiago, 1965. Emmanuel Lewis, 1971. Matt Barnes, good hoopster, 1980. And let's see, Bow Wow, the rapper, 1987. Passing away on this day. The unfunny comedian, George Burns, 1996. Robert Blake died in 2023. And Fernando Rey, he died in 1994, I think. Yes, that's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. Led the AL in stolen bases 6 times. Retired with the 7 most steals in baseball history. He led the league in putouts 3 times. His career totals as a shortstop place him among the all-time MLB leaders in games played and double plays at that position. Burt Campanaris goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has announced the appointment of a new Deputy Chief of Operations effective March 16th. Paso Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the role. The county sheriff's office has arrested a man in Oceano after receiving reports of suspected child sexual abuse material. The reports were submitted on February 17th, and an investigation identified 46-year-old Michael Schmidt of Oceano as the suspect. He was arrested and taken into custody on March 5th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
3-time world champion, 6-time All-Star, also stole over 640 bases in his career and over 2,000 hits. Had a good career. Campy, Bert Campanaris, he's still with us. He goes to the top. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. It's simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.